today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, long-term listeners to this program will remember a few years ago when the ambulance ramping started here in Cairns, and there were some concerns expressed, and everyone thought, oh, it'll get sorted out, you know, three ramping and four ramping will come back to one ramping perhaps, and we'll endure that. And then within a very short period of time, a report came in and said there were 11 ambulances ramped at our Cairns hospital. And people said it can't be because it would have been addressed when it was exposed. No, it wasn't. They just either weren't the available facilities, wasn't the available funding, there weren't the available drivers. Don't know. But it never, ever got completely sorted out. And we were one of the worst in those days. You were not hearing anything like the 11 ramping in other places. Now it's becoming de rigueur all over the place. And seemingly, it's not being effectively addressed. Now, here's an update. It says here, this is from the Courier today, or yesterday actually, today, ambulance wait times in Queensland, reducing them will take some time and effort across the whole of the health sector, said Yvette Darth. Amid revelations, at least 20 people have died in cases where paramedics under extreme pressure took too long to respond. Speaking yesterday after the Mail's report of explosive internal Queensland Ambulance Service documents, she said every death was sad and tragic but needed to be framed against the context of 1.8 million call-outs Queensland Ambulance responded to January 2021 to April 2022. Now, a comprehensive look at QAS significant incident reviews obtained by the LNP through Right to Information revealed at least 20 people died and 7 had to be revived, with most cases referring to extreme hospital delays for why paramedics were delayed. Anyway, Ms. Dowd, speaking at sod turning for a satellite hospital at Kalanga, said none of the deaths were directly linked to ambulance delays. She said it wasn't fair to the ambulance service to link ambulance delays as a factor behind someone's death, because the public would read that as it contributed to that person's death. It's semantics. I mean, the 20 Queenslanders losing their lives is what we need to be focusing on here, and this is exactly what it says. At least 20 Queenslanders have tragically died, and 7 people needed to be revived in cases where paramedics under extreme pressure took too long to respond due to hospital ramping and surging workloads. Look, I put a call through to a Dr. Maria Bolton, Australian Medical Association Queensland President, on this particular matter. Maria, good morning, and thanks for joining me on the program.
Good morning, John.
Up here in North Queensland, we've been suffering from this issue probably longer than most, because we when it started emerging up here, we thought, oh, it'll be addressed very quickly, you know, and the 4 or 5 that we were horrified by, we thought would shrink immediately. It got worse and worse, and when we hit 11, we knew we had a real crisis on our hands. This seemingly now has spread right across the state. There are these issues all over the place. What's gone wrong, Maria?
Yeah, we're seeing that across the state, John, and I guess it's a problem that started before COVID. So the excuse of the COVID pandemic just doesn't cut it, because we knew our system was stretched prior to COVID. Mm. So, you know, and I'd like to give a shout out to all the wonderful paramedics out there who are doing the best they can in the system they have.
Yes.
And also all the healthcare workers out there. And I guess this is not a reflection on what they're doing. It's a reflection of the system that's broken.
Yes.
And I guess for your listeners, what happens at the moment in a hospital is that there are not enough beds in the actual hospital. So then patients have to wait for a long period of time. And, you know, I heard of a patient who'd been waiting for a mental health bed for 48 hours in emergency.
Yeah.
So these patients then clog up emergency. And then what happens is that ambulances that bring patients with really, you know, urgent issues,
yes,
can't offload their patients onto an emergency bed. What they're doing is that they're either ramped at the car park of the hospital, or they're waiting with their patient on a stretcher in a hallway in emergency. And then basically that means that those paramedics can't go out and respond to other calls. Mm. And so really what you're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. It's the whole system that has been underfunded and neglected for a long, long time. And what we see is when a system is under strain is that eventually tragedies happen. And it is so tragic what's happened to those 20 people and their families.
I presume you are asked this question often, Dr. Maria Bolton. Where do we start? I mean, seriously, this has been going on for quite an extended period of time. What can we do to start sorting it out?
Yeah, we actually put together a roundtable at AMA Queensland looking at exactly this issue, and we actually gave the state government some possible solutions, and some of them included more hospital beds, which we will get, but we'll get some of them not for 6 years. So, you know, whereas we needed them yesterday. But we also asked them to consider other solutions, such as making sure that hospitals don't run over capacity. They need to run at less than 90% capacity. So if they have a busy day, for example, they have that surge capacity to deal with the surge. But also making sure that hospitals operate 7 days a week so that people are discharged on Saturday and Sunday rather than waiting for a bed. Also making sure that people who are in hospital waiting for a bed in an aged care facility, for example, get a bed in aged care facility. We were a bit disappointed with the state budget this year. There was very little money compared to, I mean, there was a little bit of an increase compared to last year, but now that's not even keeping up with inflation, which is more than 7%. So we needed more money and we need more staff. And there was a summit held in Cairns, I think it was last week, and they found that the biggest issue at the moment, especially in the regions, is accommodation. There's just nowhere for healthcare workers to stay if they want to work in a region, rural or remote areas. Queensland Health is also holding another summit next week, and they're calling it a health workforce summit, which we will be at.
Yeah.
But really, you need a whole of system approach. We need to see what's happening in hospitals, but we also need to ensure that general practice is well funded, because we need, you know, the people that end up in hospital are people who are severely ill with chronic illness, who need emergency care. They're the ones that are actually causing, you know, needing those hospital beds, and that's where the problem is. So ensuring that general practice is well funded so that people stay well, and so that we control chronic diseases as well as possible to try and stay, try and keep people healthy would be a really, really good solution.
Gee, it's a huge challenge, Maria. Very daunting, but I'm so pleased to hear you give us that update. We'll stay in touch if that's all right with you, Maria.
Thank you, John.
That was really, really, really comprehensive. My God, what a challenge, especially when she talks about those aged care facilities too. That's been an issue, not for years here in North Queensland, but for decades. These are people waiting to get to an aged care facility. Where are they while they're waiting to go into aged care? They're in hospital beds, and it's not their problem. It's just the issue that the demands are not being met, and clearly now we've got a monumental challenge in front of us. When you hear people like Dr. Maria Bolton speak like that, at least she's outlining just how much work has to be done, how strong the focus has to be on restoring our health facilities in Queensland. Dr. Maria Bolton is the Australian Medical Association Queensland President.